message.
Have you ever noticed how some people seem to effortlessly command attention when they walk into a room? They exude a certain aura that draws other people in, leaving a lasting impression wherever they go. What is it that makes them such a powerful force? And more importantly, how can we get some of it for ourselves? It is the superpower that can transform every aspect of our lives. It is confidence. It is not simply about feeling good about ourselves. It's about fully owning our worth and our capabilities, no matter what the circumstances. Whether we are giving a presentation at work, going on a first date, or pursuing our dreams, confidence can make the difference between success and failure. One of the most compelling reasons why confidence matters is its impact on our mental well-being. When we believe in ourselves, we are less susceptible to self-doubt and insecurity. Instead of dwelling on our flaws and limitations, we focus on our strengths and our potential. This positive mindset not only boosts our self-esteem, but it also reduces stress and anxiety. It allows us to navigate life's challenges with resilience and grace. Confidence is not just about how we feel, it's also about how other people perceive us. People are naturally drawn to those who exude confidence, seeing them as competent, trustworthy, and charismatic. Whether we are vying for a promotion or trying to make new friends, projecting confidence can open doors and create opportunities that may have otherwise been out of our reach. How can we cultivate more confidence in our lives? The good news is that confidence is not a fixed trait. It's a skill, and it can be developed and strengthened over time. And there are a number of things that we can do to bolster our confidence. We all have that voice in our head that tells us that we are not good enough. When we hear that voice, we can challenge it by reminding ourselves of our past successes and accomplishments. No matter how small they may seem, we can make conscious efforts to step out of our comfort zones and take on new challenges, whether it's learning a new skill or speaking up in meetings or striking up conversations with strangers. Each small victory can build our confidence and expand our areas of comfort. We can prioritize our physical and mental health, eating nutritious foods, getting regular exercise, maintaining a healthy sleep schedule, and taking the time for activities that bring us joy and relaxation, that make us feel more energized, self-assured, and confident. We can be certain that we are setting realistic goals when we break long-term goals into smaller, manageable tasks and take the time to celebrate each progression and milestone. We are reminding ourselves of our skills and our abilities. We can surround ourselves with people who will uplift and encourage us. If we spend a great deal of time around negativity, well, it eventually undermines our confidence. So instead of dwelling on our mistakes, we can learn to view them as valuable learning opportunities that are going to help us continue to grow and improve. When we adopt a growth mindset, we are more likely to bounce back stronger and more resilient than ever before. We can take a few moments each day to visualize ourselves as succeeding in achieving our goals. When we mentally rehearse, it primes our brains for success and reinforces our beliefs in our abilities. Confidence is not just a feeling. It's a mindset, and it can empower us to embrace our true potential so that we can live our best lives. When we challenge our inner critic and practice greater self-care, we can build the unshakable confidence that will propel us toward greater success.